you get a lot of different finance districts.
Yeah.
So as we have a number to start, and some of the details. But it was fun too.
Hello.
Hi, Elaine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. We had our convention weekend.
How was it?
Very good.
I had a women's health forum, which by 21st.
That's a big event, right?
It is, like 500 professionals for you, and I can be in charge of all the groups and get yourself.
Congratulations, that's wonderful. Your Feinstein is like a word used for.
Hey.
This is the Senate Committee on Appropriations, and I welcome Senator Ahlquist. We are waiting on Senator Walters, Senator Emerson, Senator Liu's plane is a little late, Senator Pavley, Senator Price, Senator Steinberg. If you could please report to room 3191 to take up one item by Assemblymember Buchanan. We are in 3191.
Jeremy, Senator Walters and Senator Emerson, are they in the hall?
Yes, they
are. They in the building?
Yeah, they should be here shortly. I'll call
them. And Senator Buchanan's on her way?
Yeah, Jamie just went to her office to get her too.
Welcome. You can have a seat up here as soon as one of our Republican members joins us. We'll begin. We're supposed to be on the way.
Okay.
Welcome. We have not gathered any. Senator Price, thank you. Senator Ahlquist is here.
Emerson should be here any second now, and we're trying to track down Senator Walters.
This is the Senate Committee on Appropriations. We have Senator Emerson and Senator Ahlquist and Senator Price here with me. We do not yet have a quorum, but we will begin as a subcommittee. Assemblymember Buchanan will present AB 324. Whenever you're ready, Assemblymember, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I appreciate the opportunity to present AB 324.
AB 324 will clarify in statute what has been the practice for the last 5 years. Juvenile offenders who have been convicted of certain sex offenses are eligible for commitment to the State Division of Juvenile Facilities. Because this has been the practice since 2007, the cost to house and treat juvenile sex offenders is already built into the state budget. With regard to the current population of juvenile sex offenders, no new state costs are anticipated. With regard to the commitment of juvenile offenders going forward, the cost to the state will depend on the number of juveniles adjudicated for sex offenses in the future and the determination of judges in individual cases. These costs will be offset by savings incurred because juvenile offenders who commit felonies will not be remanded to adult court, which results in additional requirements and expenses. This bill is necessary because many counties are unable to provide appropriate treatment or housing for juvenile sex offenders, and it is important to have other options available for those offenders who do not respond to county-level interventions or who need specialized treatment. AB 324 is supported by the California State Association of Counties, the Peace Officers Research Association of California, and numerous county probation departments. Testifying with me on behalf of the bill today is Corey Zazzillo, Salzilla representing the California District Attorneys Association, and Danielle Higgs representing the Chief Probation Officers of California.
Thank you. Oh, we have a quorum, so we will take attendance now.
Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Walters? Alquist?
Here.
Alquist here. Emerson?
Here.
Emerson here. Liu? Pavley?
Here.
Pavley here. Price?
Here.
Price here. Runner? Steinberg.
Very good. Senator Walters is here. Welcome. We have a quorum. To the absent members, we have only one item. The author is finished presenting, so if you'd please proceed to the hearing room, we will be taking the vote shortly. We'll go to the witnesses and questions from the committee. Members, I'd like to point out to you, this bill does meet the criteria for the suspense file. There are impacts to the general fund, but it is an urgency measure. There are some legal issues involved, and I would like to move it to the floor with the vote today. So I'll be looking for a motion. Ms. Buchanan, let's go to your witnesses.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Corey Salzillo on behalf of the California District Attorneys Association. I'll keep it very brief. The author pointed out what the issue is. There was a Supreme Court case in mid-December of last year that effectively said, despite what the legislature intended in 2007 through trailer bill, that the way it ended up in statute was not what you intended. And so you cannot commit juveniles who have just a sex offense to the Department of Juvenile Justice. This bill corrects that and clarifies legislative intent going forward, and then provides a procedure for wards who fall under that class right now to be housed and treated at DJJ so their sex offender treatment is disrupted as least as possible. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, but I'll leave it at that, and we ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Are there additional witnesses in favor? And then we'll hear from finance, and then we'll hear from committee.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Danielle Higgs on behalf of the Chief Probation Officers of California. We are a co-sponsor of this measure. This is a critical measure to ensure that we are aligning what has been practiced since 2007 to current statute, and this affords the locals and the state the ability to keep these 65 juveniles in the Division of Juvenile Facilities to receive appropriate sex offender treatment programs. We urge your aye vote today. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please. Welcome.
Madam Chair, members, Dan Filizzotto on behalf of the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. For the reasons stated by my colleagues at the CDAA and the Chief Probation Officers, the LA County District Attorney's request your aye vote.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Gus Corey here on behalf of the counties of Placer, Merced, and Stanislaus in support for the reasons previously stated. We thank the author for carrying the measure.
Thank you. That was testimony in favor. Is there any opposition testimony? Any opposition testimony? Any other additional public testimony at all? Finance, do you have a comment on this bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Matt Paul in Department of Finance. Although we don't have an approved position, we do note that this population is already being housed by the state, and the budget assumes its continued housing, so there are no additional costs.
Thank you, Senator Walters. Members, any comments or questions on the item? I'm seeing shaking heads. No. Then We've heard the public testimony, we've heard from finance. I will keep the roll open for a few minutes to accommodate the absent members, but we have a motion from Senator Walters, and the secretary will call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Lou? Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner? Steinberg?
And that is 6-0. That's sufficient. And I'll just keep it open for a few minutes. Thank you, members. See you on the floor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Buchanan. This is a Senate Committee on Appropriations regarding AB 324. The ayes 6, noes 0. The bill is out. The hearing's adjourned.